Brilliance Audio.
Any One of Us by Martin Ford. Performed by Maura Quirk. Chapter 1. A text message. Electric words on glowing glass, guiding her eyes away from the horizon, away from the stripe of sundown red that loops around half the world, fading out to fresh black behind her. Those early outback stars that should leave anyone breathless and daunted, seeming to thrum above, pulsing billion-year-old photons across the void and into a mind, a speck, a being just sitting here experiencing the near impossible state of existence. Wow. The beauty. The sheer wonder of all the things she could be looking at. But no. Her eyes were drawn down to the table, down to the light, down yet again to her phone. "Remember Mary Talbot from school?" it said. "Apparently she's dead. They think it's murder. Crazy. Just thought you should know. Kiss." Ruby stared, frowned, turning her head now to read the message again. It was from Elizabeth. Surreal to hear from her like this, after a second message arrived. "Premium gossip, eh?" Elizabeth wrote, and then up popped a third. "Sorry, shouldn't joke, it's awful, really. Anyway, hope you're well. Must catch up sometime. Kiss." Ruby paused for a moment, listening to the constant hiss of weird nighttime bugs and the whispered wind you hear but never feel. Maybe her phone was the most beautiful thing she could be looking at. What might an archaeologist make of it a million years from now? They wouldn't be impressed by the fossilized bush shrubs, the long rocks and splintered flints. But the phone? They'd say, "Wait, what's this thing? Someone made this. Was it created to appease their gods? Was it a portal through which they appreciated the distant adventures of anonymous cats? Or both? Or maybe it was a device to share information, gossip, premium gossip about death." She did remember Mary Talbot from school. Curly hair, tall. What did she do now? Was she a doctor or a nurse? Something medical. A vet? Was she a vet? Animals? Horses? Ruby knew this, but her mind refused to recall. Too much wine, too much sun. That's why she couldn't remember. That's why she was having these big, distracting thoughts about space and her meaningless place within it. "Reminds me of when I was young," Eduardo said. "The sky seemed like it just went on and..." It was only when he stopped that Ruby realized Eduardo, sitting opposite her at the rickety camping table, had been talking this whole time. Tuning back into the conversation, she lifted her head and pretended she was still engaged. "Yeah," she said, "like a painting." But from his face, it was clearly too late. Eduardo didn't seem to mind, though he paused, offering her a chance to explain. "Sorry, I just got a strange message." She put her phone down, fanned the notes out, and gave him her full attention. "Pen ready. Want to go from the top? Click." Another brief silence. He didn't want to talk about work or sunsets. It was his turn to be rude. "What did it say?" Eduardo asked, smiling. Maybe he did have a free pass. "Someone from my secondary, my high school. They've been murdered." Ruby shrugged. "Apparently." "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that," Eduardo said, taking a sip from his plastic cup. "Were you..." He swirled the wine. "Friends?" "Not really, no." Ruby shook her head. "But she was a nice girl." He placed his drink down, then sighed. "Right," he said. "Let's see." Eduardo stood, carried his foldable chair around the table and stretched it back out with a quick flick. Then he sat down, the arm of his seat pressing against hers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?